Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Yisro. Tu b'shvat, Tav Shin Pei Gimel. Olen b'in tzchus ufur, Shem v'chaya, Esther Tehila, Bas Ari, Al Tzipora. Etam Hashchaim and Esther, Chayin Leban Oriel, Basor, Shchay, So also Olen Nishmas, Rav Weinberger's father, as the Yartzeit is tonight, Tu b'shvat, Rav Mordechai, Arya Yosef, Ben Chayim Moshe, Tzuchus Yogan Aleinu. First idea comes to us from the Chasim Sofer. The fifth pasuk to our Parshas, Vayavo Yisro, Choy Moshe, Bono, V'yishtal Moshe, Al Midbar, Asher Huchon Hashem, Moshe, Yisrael, the father of Moshe, came to Moshe with his sons and wife to the wilderness where he was encamped by the mountain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Torah Moshe, the Chasam Sofer, as Rabbi Simon always likes to say, with Torah Moshe, I'm not sure if it's referring to the Chasam Sofer or to, maybe it's referring to the Ashkel HaKadosh. But I will say, Rabbi Simon always has to say, the Chasam Sofer has two parshas form, Torah Moshe and Chasam Sofer of Torah, and doesn't have, sometimes you have to look in both. But the Torah Moshe, I just looked it up and I didn't see it was in the Chazam Sofer, so maybe the stomach's in the Asher HaKadosh. Asher Chod Hashem Shamar Elokim, what's the idea for us? Asher Chod Hashem HaMalkum Shayadar Moshe Dar, the place that Moshe lived in, Hayar HaElokim. That was the mountain of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kelomar, HaMalkum Shayim Moshe Chayinu, Niskadish Al Yodu, Ha'od Mechabes Mekomo. It wasn't that Moshe came to a certain place and that place was already holy. No, wherever Moshe went, he made it Hayar HaElokim. He was over here, he made it Har Elokim. He was in Eretz Yisrael. He went to Eretz Yisrael, but he made everything where he went to. He made Amas Kodesh. And this is exactly what I do. We said from a few weeks ago from the Chavetz Chaim. When the Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shana Me'al Me'aravav, Ki Amas Kodesh, you take off your shoes because where you're standing is Amas Kodesh. Says Chavetz Chaim. Wherever you are at Amas Kodesh, wherever you are is an opportunity to bring Kavod Shemaim, to bring honor to Chodesh Baruch Hu with your kindness and compassion, with your resilience to make sure to bring a Chodesh Baruch Hu into this world. That is the same word, says the Chavetz Chaim. Yeah, you want to be in Eretz Yisrael, but you can make America Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, we want to be in Eretz Yisrael physically as well, but you can make your Torah, if you're in Florida, New York, wherever you are, to be able to make it B'chinas Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly what I believe is the Torah Moshe. I believe it's the Ashech. Ashech saying, Ashech Chonesh Hashem Elkim. Wherever Moshe Moshe, Niskadesh HaYodom. That's exactly what the Chavetz Chaim says to the Baruch Hashem told Moshe. Ki Malkam Asher Allah, wherever you're standing, that is the holiest place. As Har Elokim. Beautiful idea from the Alshech, Chavetz Chaim, idea number two. This comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo, the Radomsky. We haven't said a Tefer Shlomo in a long time. Five Sukkim later, Vayom Yisra Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem. Moshe, Yisra makes such a proclamation. And he says, as Moshe tells him everything that happens, he says, ah, Baruch Hashem, unbelievable. Says Gemara in Sanhedrin, Saridah, Amraf, Gnaihu la Moshe v'la Shishem Ribo Shalom, Amr Baruch Hashem, Asher Bo Yusuf Amr Baruch Hashem. Says it was Gnai, it wasn't so great that from Moshe and 600,000 people didn't say Baruch Hashem until Yisro came and said Baruch Hashem. And the Mefarshim asked, says the Tefer Shlomo, what are you talking about? Last week, just yesterday, we said Shira, V'vazu Amru Alfe Palmen Baruch Hashem Ar Shet Zilanu. And of course, we for sure said Baruch Hashem. So what's going on over here that the Puzik say, the Gemara is saying here that it's Gnai la Moshe. Gemara in Sanhedrin 94a says that it was disgusting that Moshe remained in class of didn't say Baruch Hashem only until Yitzro said, Yitzro was the first one to say Baruch Hashem Bayom, Baruch Hashem Alayla. What's Pshat? Didn't we sing Shira? Says the Tver Shema, yeah, you're right. At the end of the day, we might have said Shira for ourselves. We might have said it's praise for ourselves, but we didn't sing praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for others. Yitzro taught us what it really means to give our Karas HaTov. When you're not involved. What does it mean? Omar Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, She'inyan HaShevach Hazeh, She'omar Yisro Hu Mora, Al Shishav Esamech V'Tovot B'Yisrael, V'Nozor HaShevach Hazeh Al-Alim, Afa Pikat Shehu Lo Yad Mitzray Yisrael. It was as if he was his Yeshua, as if it was his Simcha. You know what real Baruch Hashem is? Of course they sing Shira, but they didn't sing Shira for their friends or for their families. The real Baruch Hashem, when the Tata sees the Baruch Hashem, then Yisro said, thank you, or not something that didn't happen to him. That is the ultimate Baruch Hashem. That is the ultimate praise. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, right, and you down for the same thing, you're answered first. To even higher level, that Yisro was able to think the Rabbonu Shalom, even he wasn't involved. And that's a great idea of Meir Golach Shlita from Rashi from Mayu, always likes to say from his uncle, the Rashi of Kerem Yavna, Israel Hashem, which says, who is rich? You're happy with what you have, says Rav Yaakov Meir Golicht. Beautiful insight. Says the Shiva Mkarim B'Yavna Rav Govach. He says, "Eizo Asher Samech Bechal Ko." You're happy with what your friend has. You're happy with what he has, what she has. He got into seminary. He got into yeshiva. She got into seminary. Right now, all the Talmidim now are getting into seminaries or yeshivas. I'm happy that he got in. I'm happy that she got in. I'm happy that this. Then it didn't happen to you. Happened to them. That is the ultimate richness. That is the ultimate goal. And that is what Yisrael teaches us, says the Radomskir, is that even when you're not involved, especially when you're not involved, but something happens to someone else, you get simcha in their simcha. You get joy in their joy. What an incredible insight from the Tefer Shomol Rashiva came. Yeah, now day number three. Day number three, it perms in air a little bit. We're less than 30 days. I skipped ahead, so let's go two psukim back. From this is the idea from the Baroshi B'Samim. He tells everything to Yisrael. Why? Why did he have to tell him everything? Rashi says on the spot, Limshok from the Medrash, Limshok Haslibul Karvala Torah. In order to bring Yisrael closer to Torah. Says the Rashi B'Samim, really, Yisrael already heard what happened. The public says at the beginning of Pashva, Yishma Yisrael, he heard. So why didn't Moshe feel the need that he had to tell him over? What was this? What did he have to share it over? Says the Rosh of some beautiful ideas that the Racham Shavuot Rebbe quotes it. Kimash Hashem Yisro Adata Hayastam Sipurim Maisias. So whatever he heard secondhand. He didn't hear it firsthand from Moshe. Lo ki atke shamash sipur sil shami pi Moshe. Now he heard it firsthand from Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Torah Shlema. Zishe Kosev Rashi Etam Lama Sipur Moshe Yisro Sipur Sil Shami. What is Rashi coming to tell us? Limshoch Haslib Likarvel La Torah Solomer Kiddush Yisro Sil Shami Yisadu La Torah. He says that at the end of the day, it was Mamash Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu transferred it. It wasn't just a story now. Now that he was saying it over to Yisrael, he was saying it over now, and that saying over now created that discussion from Yisrael to Moshe. It created that into Torah. It was transformative. Not only was Rashi coming to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to bring Yisrael closer to Torah, but now that conversation became Torah. Now the conversation became part. It wasn't just Sipur and Maizios. At the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to instill within Yisrael, not just secondhand, but firsthand of what the Rabbeinu Shem was, what the Rabbeinu Shem is. And that conversation became Torah. And that's what really what Torah is supposed to do. Anything holy is supposed to be spiritually changes. We can't come into a Motze Shabbos or Sunday, Monday being the same person. We're just going to Shabbos to be different people. Like I was just by Tzvi Meir a few weeks ago. When you go to Tzvi Meir Shalosh Shabbos, you're a different person coming out of that. Seeing the Tzaddik, seeing the Kach Soif. And this is exactly what Gorba likes to quote Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Ruach Chaim says the Pirkei Avos, the Bishop says the Pirkei Avos, Paraglav, the Torah is Makshar, the Torah captures, it makes us holy, it makes us kosher. It says, no, Pesach's coming up soon also. He says it cashes it up. It makes you ready for Pesach. It cashes you up, transformative. It changes you. Changes you. Like they say, I saw one in the Swarm, that Rav Lazer Galdar, that's how they put out the Swarm now. So I quote one of the Rebbes and says, that the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew, it just if you can't understand it. Why? Because the neshama, the Torah is just it's just transformative. It's transformative. That's what it's all about. And it says the Rosh Hashanah, that's exactly what Moshe did. Moshe told it over to Yisro now. He was transformative. He was saying that Tzipor Maisis. He was changing from Yisro something that he heard. Now it's transformative to something that he became. Now it was implanted in Yisro's heart and his neshama. And that's what Torah is supposed to do. That's what Yiddishkeit is supposed to do. It's supposed to take out. Take out that tree that is so cold and so bitter and put a little water on it and get that fruit going. You don't see the fruit growing on Tubishvat. It's still winter. It's still dead winter in Yisrael. But something's changing down in the deep of the ground. That's what Torah does. Even if we've seen it, we don't see our students and our children are changing what's of them. Keep on nourishing the tree. Once every time it's going to trickle in, it'll be transformative. Day number four. Therefore, we finally get the Matzah Torah, Yutzes Beis, Yusum, Erfidim, they've traveled on from Erfidim. The Racham HaKadosh gives us three incredible Eitzes on how to become a Talmid Chacham. He says three Eitzes, and he says very, very simply. Number one, he says, Hiskabers v'hasasvos v'itzik HaTorah, you have to have your gear. The Gemara says in Brachas HaMach Gimel, you have to be able to make sure you put your status in. You have to mimei misalel. Number two, so number one, you have to put an effort. Number two, how do you have that Torah affect you? Shiflos v'anova, like the Gemara says in Erevin. The Torah is only Kimidbar, someone who makes himself like a midbar, like a desert. You make yourself like Baal Nova, like Moshe Benu, like you see the Kiddush of Slavery. Moshe gave a Torah Messina, then the Torah can be effective. So, number one, you have to put in your gear, you have to put in hard work. Number two, you have to be a Baal Nova, you have to have good midas and a structure of humility. And number three, and as what he says, is here, Peschabu Slava, Vaicha and Shemisom Negadahar, Klon Ishke Echab E and Atahim Ruli Kabal Satara. You want to know how to come to Torah? God, through love, compassion. That's what it's all about. That's them to be geared through hard work, through being a Baal Nova, through being having shiflus, being a Nova, being a Novadik, making sure to be a kind and caring. 3/8 of Norah Chaim HaKadosh, looking inside on the parts of Yisim Refidim, the opening paragraph says, Achim. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, Orach Chaim HaKadosh. And we could talk about each one of these eights that go on and on and on. Maybe we'll just say a few things on one of them. The Darchinom of Solonim tells us, the Nisan of the Sivish Shalom tells us, the Gemara tells us, and Tomin, Alome Torah Belayla, Shechili Kenegdo. Someone who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is there. Of course, Torah is always there when you learn Torah. Gemara Brachas Davov, the Rabbanu Shem is always there when you learn Torah. No. When Shechina, Torah, Alome Torah Belayla, when it's hard for you, but it's Layla, it's so hard, it's nighttime, and you work at it, and you do it, Shechina in there, the Rabbanu Shem is there. No, Moshe understood what it means to be a Torah. I mean, it means to be Baal Novel. And the Rosh went to all the mountains in the world. He said, "Ah, I've seen it." I said, "Why? Oh, why would you want to put it on me? Because I'm the most smallest." The Rosh says, "Dafka you, ah, to be humble." On the third and finally, it's just countless mitzvahs about being a Rebbe, being any type of teacher, any type of Jew. It all starts with the heart. It all starts with the emotion. It all starts with love. Always a rias makarv in the Torah. And Mishnah says, "If you're Rebbe, when you love people." That brings up the umikarv in the Torah, like I think Rabbi Kohn Shlita Lexikor from the Sar Magidoshim. When you love people, that himself brings up closer to Torah. 3 eitzes, hard work, anova, and ava, and achdus. Fifth and final idea. The final idea comes from the Kiddush from Magid, quotes the Kiddush as Levi. Love this idea. He says, Atem and Yutes Dal, few seconds later by Matan Torah, Atem Yisim Asher, Sidim, and Torah says, Chaim Al Kant, and Yisham Avi Yis Chaim Elai. Right? It's a famous Chaim Sam Chalainer Nigin. You see what I did to Mitzrayim? I carried you on the wings of eagles and I brought you onto me. What's this lashon of Eschem Atzchad of Godol that he brought us on? Eschem Kanf and Nisharim, not just a street in Yerushalayim, a Kodesh Kanf and Nisharim. What's going on over here? What's this lashon Kanf and Nisharim? He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Kiddush Levi quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Kuf Gimel Hey, Tischadish Kinesher Na'arua Na'araychim Kinesher Azesh Mechadish Kinafa Benoisim Meshana Meshana. And Rashi quotes on the spot. Right, Hamasviva Tova Itchad Chadish Kaneshet Nureich. The pasuk says, "Who sates your mouth with goodness that your youth renews itself like the eagle." Rashi is on the spot. What's Kanesher? Kanesher is that just like a Nesher, an eagle, it's constantly looking for people to be get chizik. It's constantly looking to go up. It's constantly looking to be renewed. So too, Veschem Aschad Kanfei Nesharim says the Holy Kiddushes Levi Lahoros Lehem Derech Avodas Hashem Esvach Shem Tzrichim Leschadish Leschadish Tomei Vazeh Yelech Lechabel Torah. Just like an eagle is always looking to go on up and up and up and up, so too, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to our Avodas Hashem, we always have to be going up and up, like Rav Mordechai Shapiro, the famous Talmud of Ram Kali, used to say, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. When a Jew is looking to add, to go, to increase, to be fruitful, like the B'nai Yisrael says, to be Peru or Vu. A Jew could do the Mekan Mitzvah Peru or Vu, not just by having children, says the B'nai Yisrael, but just by learning and teaching Torah. How do you have that? Chubashat Puravu. How do you have that? By teaching Torah, by always looking to grow. Yosef, says the Rav Mordechai Shapiro, Hashem Aleich, Hashem, I'm there. I'm going to be there to help you. To be constantly looking to be able to grow, basically, to be like that Nesher, that young Nesher, comes to the Rabbon Shem, Esam Chayat Kanfei Nesharim, go on the shoulders of eagles. The eagles are always constantly going up and looking for new ways and new Torah, new Tzvila, always looking for newness. Never getting cold and never getting hampered down by a malik and the coldness of a malik, but Asher Chomus, Chomus Yishayim, with fire, with energy, with warmth, with passion. Let's review these five ideas. We start off saying in the Torah from the Torah's Moshe, which I believe is the Asher HaKadosh, right? Wherever Asher Huchon Hashem Shamar Alakim, wherever Moshe was, that's when he made Har Alakim. Doesn't matter where he was. That's Chavetz Chaim. Amakam Asher Amod Tam Asher Amas Kodesh. Wherever you are, the Rebbeinu Shem says, Shana Malacha Tit Maraglecha. Take the Raglecha off. Take the Regivus off of you. Make it Amos Kodesh, wherever you're standing, you make it holy. The beautiful idea from the Al Shech and the Chavetz Chaim. The second idea says with Tfer Shlomo. Tfer Shlomo says, but Yisrael was the first one to say Baruch Hashem. Gemara Sanhedrin 94a Sadid Al Alf says Moshe Rabbeinu was in class, so no one said it was Gnai that did it, but Yisrael was the first one to say Baruch Hashem. What are you talking about? All the Farshim said we said Shira. No, we said Shira about Gula about ourselves, but we didn't say Shira about the Gula for our friends. We didn't say Shira for the Gula for the redemption from what happened to our friends. That's what Yisrael taught us. To thank the Rabbonu Shem for something that didn't happen to you. Like the Rashiva and Kerbiyan that says, Ezo Asher, who is rich, Sameach Bechalko. Something happy happened with what he has, with what she has. He got into that yeshiva, she got into that somebody, he got that job, she got that shidduch, whatever it is, at the end of the day, to be happy for someone else, something you didn't get. Go back a few seconds later, we went a little out of order. Perms in the air. The third idea we said from the Rosh Yisomim, Saba Moshe Lechosno, why did they have to tell him all these things? He already knew Yisro, Yishma Yisro. Rash says to build them closer to Torah. Because even when Moshe Rabbeinu says that Moshe B'Sam was able to give over the Torah, it transformed the story now, that conversation with Yisro now, and transformed the seeds of Shem, and transformed that whole conversation now into Torah. Torah is supposed to be transformative for us. That's what Rabbi Gober likes to say to Meruchim. Torah is Mechsharto. Torah is not just makes us kosher, but it's supposed to kosher us up. It's supposed to make us extra holy, transformative. Before the idea of the Rechaim and Kosher Yisrael, Mefidim, three etzes on how to be grown in Torah. Number one, through Yigiyah, through hard work, through Anava, and through Achdus and love and working in our Midos. That's even the Archinom of Slonim. When someone learns Torah at night, if they make sure that the Shechid is there, when you always learn Torah at night, the Ram says the Iker Torah of learning is at night. No, when it's hard for you, and you still do it, that's the Moshe to them there. But Anava, the Moshe to keep it to Ram Yitzin, the Moshe went to all Hashem, to all the mountains. And Har Sinai said, why would I? I'm the smallest one. Dafki, Moshe learned Amino with Anava. And finally, Yechid Shabbos on the Gemara, it's all about Achdus, it's all about love. And fifth and finally, the Yosef, the circle of Kedushas and Kedushas, when the Kedushas leave, it's Chema, it's Kanfi Nesharm, it's Kanfi Nesharm, it's the Lashon Nashon of Nesher, because the eagles, look in the Pasuk in Tehillim, and in Kuf Gimel, chapter 103, Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk tells us, Kedushim Naraychi, the Pasuk tells us, what does it mean? That a youth renews itself like the eagle, constantly looking for new ways, constantly looking for newness. Like Rabbi Nachman always told us, to be able to make sure to always, we don't have to wait for tomorrow to start fresh. Every single day we can start fresh, anew. Yosef, we're looking to grow. Hashem Lech, Hashem Sabzal, and Abdebe, they help you. Hashem Zogat to Hashem, Shem Mosiyad Shema, this Tu B'Shvat, to find the fruits, to find the holiness in where we're standing, to not look where the next time we're going to Eretz Yisrael, the next Shabbos, no, to find the Shabbos in now, to find the Eretz Yisrael in the now. And where we are, wherever we're standing, to be happy with what our friends has, to daven, to think Hashem with what our friends has, and something that we don't have, to understand at the end of the day, Torah and Yiddishkeit is supposed to be transformative. The three ages from the Rechaim HaKadosh, literally just at his kever a few weeks ago, and Har Zaisin, thank you, Chanan Bina Shlita, my good friend, starting with Yigia, hard work, Anava, and Achdus, and to take these ideas, always looking from the Kudosh Tzemag, from the Kudosh Tzlevi, tells us, Kanfei Nesharim, it's such not a street in Yerushalayim. Kanfei Nesharim means the Bon Shem is telling us the Mount of Torah. Kanfei Nesharim, just like an eagle soars higher and higher, so too we should be Zocha to higher and higher, always looking for new paths to grow in a Yerushalayim, Yom Tov Shkoyim, sorry, stories.